You know, it's so easy to get overwhelmed with all the news and information out there these days, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, you want to stay informed, but who has the time to like really dig into everything?
Right, you don't want to get bogged down.
Exactly.
No.
So that's kind of what we're doing here,
Yeah.
taking one specific thing and really doing a deep dive,
The deep
you know,
dives.
pulling out the important stuff. So today we're looking at an episode of the Peter Schiff Show podcast
Great.
from April 2nd this year.
Okay.
It's called April Fool's Day Came Late. And it's really interesting because it kind of covers all these different things.
Yeah.
Like the stock market took a big dip that day.
Right.
Then there's all this talk about these new tariffs, and you know, the trade deficit and even like some history about tariffs in the US.
Wow, so it's like a lot packed in.
Yeah, it's pretty wide-ranging. So our goal is to like go through all that, figure out what he's really saying, you know, what are the key arguments and what could they mean? And we want to do this without getting, you know, too lost in the financial weeds.
Yeah, make it accessible.
Exactly.
Okay.
So let's jump in. All
Okay.
right, so right off the bat, the podcast talks about what happened in the stock market on April 2nd.
Right.
Sounds like it was a pretty wild day.
It was, yeah. I mean, he called it a delayed April Fool's Day for the markets.
Oh, wow.
And he really, you know, laid out the numbers, like
Yeah.
to show how bad it was.
Okay, so what were some of the specifics there?
Well, he mentioned the Dow Jones was down like over 2,200 points,
Oh, wow.
which is huge.
That's a lot. What is that percentage wise?
That was about 5.5% down just for that day.
Oh, wow, just for the day.
Yeah. And
Whoa.
what's important is that that pushed the Dow into like what they call a correction,
Oh, yeah.
you know, and when it drops 10% or more from its recent high.
Okay.
And in this case, it was down 15% from its peak.
Oh, wow. So that's a pretty big signal that things are a little shaky.
Yeah, definitely some turbulence.
All right, so the Dow's down big. What
Right.
about the other, like, you know, the big market indicators?
Yeah, so the S&P 500, that also took a hit,
Okay.
down about 6% for the day.
Okay.
And it was getting close to a bear market, which is when it drops 20% or more from the peak.
Right.
And the S&P was down 17.5%.
Okay, so not quite bear market.
Not quite, but getting close.
Didn't close.
The NASDAQ composite that actually did the worst.
Really?
Yeah, down about 5.8% for the day.
Okay.
And officially entered a bear market down 22.7%.
Wow.
Then you got the NASDAQ 100, which is more of like the big tech companies.
Right.
That was down 6.2%.
Okay.
And even the Russell 2000, which focuses on smaller companies,
Okay.
it fell another 4.4%.
So even the little guys were getting hit.
Yeah, but they did rally a bit from their lowest point that day.
Okay, so at least there's that. So, I mean, overall, this is painting a picture of a pretty widespread downturn, right?
Yeah, it does.
And he even said in the podcast that it was the worst week for the stock market since the beginning of the pandemic.
Right, that's what he said.
So that really gives you a sense of how big this was.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like there's a lot of like anxiety in the markets right now.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And it sounds like he kind of saw this coming.
Well, he did mention that he had talked about this before,
Yeah.
you know, in a previous episode.
Yeah.
And he had talked about all this like wild enthusiasm around the Trump trade.
Okay, yeah, I remember that.
And so he was basically saying that, you know, this sell-off was kind of like the market correcting itself after all that like maybe over-optimism.
Okay, so like a reality check.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so we got this like big market drop happening.
Yeah.
Then the podcast shifts gears a little bit
Right.
and starts talking about tariffs and the trade deficit.
Yeah.
So what's his main argument there?
Well, he's really critical of these new tariffs.
Okay.
He thinks they could actually hurt the U.S. economy,
Okay.
even though they're supposed to, you know, bring back manufacturing jobs.
Right. And that does sound good in theory, right?
Yeah.
Especially for like our area, you
Yeah.
know, Southeast Houston, we've got a lot of industry here.
Yeah.
So more manufacturing jobs would be great, but.
But he doesn't think it's going to work out that way.
Okay, so what's the problem?
Well, he's saying that these tariffs are basically like taxes,
Okay.
and those taxes are really paid by us,
Us as in.
American consumers,
Okay.
you and me,
Okay.
because it means higher prices for everything.
Oh, so it's not the foreign companies that are paying?
No, he says it's us.
Interesting. He
Yeah.
used an example, right? Something about Nike
Right.
shoes.
He talked about Nike shoes
Yeah.
and how something like 98% of the shoes we buy in the U.S. are imported.
Okay.
So if you slap a 40% tariff on those shoes,
Okay.
It's not like suddenly we're going to have all these shoe factories popping up here.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense.
It's going to make shoes a lot more expensive.
Okay, so someone in Deer Park who needs new shoes for their kids.
Yeah, they're going to be paying a lot more.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
So basically, those old shoe factories that shut down and moved overseas,
Yeah.
they're not coming back.
Not because of this.
Okay.
That's what he's saying.
And what about the idea that, foreign companies are just going to build factories here
Yeah.
to avoid the tariffs?
He doesn't buy it.
Really?
No.
Why not?
Well, he's saying that the U.S. market might not be big enough to convince them to do that.
Oh,
You know, it's
no.
a big investment to build a whole
All
factory.
right.
So they might just focus on selling to other countries
Okay.
or even stop selling some of their cheaper products here.
So, like, we get less choice and higher prices.
That's his point.
Okay.
He even mentioned like Mercedes as an example.
Okay.
You know, they might just decide it's not worth the hassle.
Okay, so he's not really buying this whole, tariffs are going to bring back jobs thing. And he's also saying that it's going to cost us more as consumers.
Right.
But what about the trade deficit itself?
Yeah.
He didn't seem to agree that it's because other countries are like, cheating or something.
Yeah, that was a big part of his argument.
Okay.
He really pushed back against this idea that other countries are taking advantage of us
Right.
and causing the trade deficit.
Okay, so what's his explanation?
Well, he says it's more about what's happening in the U.S.,
Okay.
like in our own economy.
Okay.
So he pointed to a few things.
Okay.
One is that U.S. manufacturing just isn't as competitive
Okay.
as some other countries.
Okay.
And another is that Americans just consume a lot.
Right. We do love our stuff.
Yeah, we buy a lot more than we actually produce.
Okay.
And then there's the whole thing about interest rates,
Okay.
how they're really low.
Right.
And that's partly because of all the money coming in from other countries.
Okay. Wait, explain that.
So, like countries that have a trade surplus with us,
Okay.
they often end up buying U.S. debt, like treasury bonds and stuff.
Okay.
And that helps to keep our interest rates low,
Okay.
which means it's cheaper for us to borrow money.
Right.
And then we use that money to buy more stuff.
And a lot of that stuff is imported.
Exactly.
Wow, that's a really interesting way to think about it. Like,
Right.
other countries are kind of financing our shopping habits.
Yeah, in a way.
That's wild.
Yeah.
He also talked about how, like, production drives demand, not just the other way around.
Right. So countries that make a lot of stuff,
Okay.
like China,
Yeah.
they have more power in a trade war
Right.
than a country that mostly just buys stuff.
Okay, that makes sense.
So basically, he's saying the trade deficit isn't really the problem itself.
Okay.
It's more like a symptom of bigger problems.
Okay, so like what?
Well, he says we need more production here in the U.S.
Okay.
We need to consume less.
And save more.
Yeah, and invest more.
Okay, so like fix our own house before we start blaming other countries.
Yeah, that's kind of his point.
Yeah. Okay, so that's his take on the trade deficit.
Yeah.
But what about the tariffs themselves? Like,
Yeah.
what does he think is going to happen?
Well, he's pretty worried about the consequences.
Okay, in what way?
Well, one thing is inflation.
Okay.
You know how prices have been going up for like stocks and stuff?
Yeah.
Well, he's saying that's going to start hitting everything.
Like the stuff we buy every day,
Exactly.
groceries and gas and.
Everything.
Okay, that's not good.
No.
What else?
Well, he's also worried about a recession.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. He thinks the economy could really slow down.
Because of the tariffs?
Yeah.
And what about the government?
Yeah, he talked about that too.
Yeah.
Like how the U.S. borrows a lot of money
Right.
to pay for things.
Yeah.
And he's worried that if other countries stop buying our debt,
Okay.
it's going to be harder for the government to function,
Okay.
you know, pay for things like infrastructure or social programs.
So it could have a really big impact.
Yeah, it's a big concern.
Okay, so a lot of potential downsides there.
Definitely.
All right, so we've talked about the economics of it,
Yeah.
but he also got into some legal and historical stuff around tariffs,
Yeah,
right?
he did.
So what was he saying there?
Well, he brought up some pretty big questions about whether these tariffs are even legal.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, why is that?
Well, his argument is that tariffs are basically a form of tax,
Okay.
right?
Yeah.
And in the U.S., the power to tax belongs to Congress,
Right.
specifically the House of Representatives.
Okay.
So he's saying that the president enacting these tariffs without Congress could be a problem.
Like an overreach of his power.
Exactly.
Okay, so that's the legal argument.
Yeah.
But he also questions, the whole justification for the tariffs.
Yeah, he was pretty skeptical about that.
So, like, what was he saying?
Well, remember they kept saying these tariffs were reciprocal?
Right, like we're just doing what other countries are doing to us.
Exactly.
Okay.
But he was saying that's not really true in a lot of cases.
Oh.
Like we're putting tariffs on stuff from countries that don't even have tariffs on our stuff.
Oh, wow.
Or our tariffs are way higher than theirs.
Okay, so it's not really a level playing field.
No. He even used the word scam at one point.
Wow. So he's really not buying it.
No.
Interesting.
He also talked about how the U.S. used to rely a lot on tariffs
Right.
back before we had income tax.
Okay.
Like it was a major source of funding for the government.
Okay, so how did that change?
Well, he said it was part of the populist movement
Okay.
back in the day.
Yeah.
They wanted to get rid of tariffs
Why?
because they felt like tariffs were hurting the middle class and the poor.
Okay.
Like it made everything more expensive.
Right.
So they pushed for income tax instead
Okay.
because they thought that would be fairer.
Okay, so the witch would pay more.
Yeah, that was the idea.
And so what's his point about all this?
Well, he's saying that now the middle class is getting hit with income tax,
Okay.
Social Security tax,
Yeah.
and now these tariffs are going to make everything more expensive again.
Right.
So he sees it as like a step backwards.
Okay, like we're going back to a system that hurts the average person.
Exactly.
Okay, that's a really interesting perspective.
Yeah.
So he's not a fan of these tariffs,
Yep.
and he's pretty worried about what they're going to do to the
Yeah.
economy.
Right.
Now, he also made a prediction about a recession, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
So what was he basing that on?
Well, he said even before these tariffs,
Uh-huh.
the forecasts for the first quarter GDP were already negative.
Oh, wow. So things weren't looking so good anyway.
Yeah. And then you add the tariffs on top of that.
And he thinks it's going to push us into a recession.
Yeah, that's what he's saying.
Okay. And were there any other signs that he was pointing to?
Yeah, he mentioned a few things.
Like what?
Well, oil prices had dropped a lot,
Okay.
and the Australian dollar had gone down,
Okay.
and copper prices were down too.
Huh.
And he said all of that could be a sign of a global recession brewing.
A global recession.
Yeah, but he thinks it'll hit the U.S. harder.
Okay, so we're not going to escape it.
No.
And he talked about Bitcoin too, right?
Yeah, that was interesting
Yeah.
because Bitcoin had actually gone up.
While the rest of the market was down.
Exactly.
That is interesting.
Yeah, and he talked about how Bitcoin is kind of weird.
Right. It doesn't always follow the usual patterns.
Yeah, like sometimes it moves with gold,
Uh-huh.
sometimes it moves with the NASDAQ.
And sometimes it does its own thing.
Exactly.
Right.
It's hard to predict.
And there was that whole thing about the tariffs being a deliberate attempt to crash the market,
Right.
so the Fed would lower interest rates.
Yeah, and he called that an asinine plan.
Yeah, I remember that he didn't mince words there.
No.
He really thought that was a bad idea.
Yeah, he said it would be really damaging.
Okay, so he doesn't think that's what's going on,
Well.
but it's interesting that some people think that's a possibility.
Yeah. It's a pretty wild theory.
Right.
But he also said something kind of interesting about the rest of the world,
Oh, yeah. What was that?
where he said that maybe this whole thing
Okay.
could actually benefit other countries.
Really?
Yeah, like if we buy less stuff from them
Okay.
and they stop lending us so much money, they might be better off.
Okay.
They could focus on their own economies,
Interesting.
you know, build up their own middle
Well,
class.
like they wouldn't be so dependent on the US.
Exactly.
That's a really different way of looking at it.
Yeah, it kind of flips the script.
Right. It's like maybe this is their chance to break free.
Yeah, that's kind of what he was suggesting.
Now, towards the end, he talked a little bit about investing too, right?
Yeah, he
So,
did.
what was his advice there?
Well, he's still recommending that people look at companies outside the U.S.,
Okay.
ones that are going to benefit from all this growth in the global middle class.
So, like companies in those countries that might be doing better.
Exactly.
Okay.
And he also said, you know, gold and foreign assets, they might be undervalued right now
Okay.
compared to U.S. assets.
So, even though they've gone down recently,
Yeah.
they could be a good buy.
That's his thinking.
Okay, so if I'm hearing you right, the main takeaway from this podcast is basically
What?
don't get too excited about these new
Yeah,
tariffs.
he's really not a fan.
No, it sounds like he thinks they're going to backfire
Big
and
time.
hurt the U.S. economy.
And the average American. Yeah.
Exactly. So it's a lot to think about.
It is.
And, it makes you wonder how all of this could affect our community here.
Yeah.
In Deer Park, LaPorte, Pasadena,
Right.
like these are big global forces, but they
Yeah.
can have very real local impacts.
Absolutely.
What kind of businesses will thrive? What kind of jobs will be available?
Right.
What will things cost?
Yeah. How will our lives change?
Exactly. And that's what we're all about here, right?
Yeah.
Trying to understand these bigger issues so we
Really?
can think and act locally.
Make informed decisions.
Exactly. If you found this deep dive helpful and you want to support our mission
Yeah.
of providing, you know, good information for our community,
right,
you can go to thinkanddactlocally.com/donate.
Okay.
You'll find the link in the show notes.
Great. Thanks for listening.